You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What do you call it? Another day here at J360 Radio and all? I mean, I gotta really think about this, Seth. I know that I'm doing the right thing simply because not only are the fans coming over to Ko-fi.com/J360Productions to stay involved in the news and everything, but I also know that I'm having those messages again where everybody's giving their unsolicited advice to help crack the YouTube code and get me, you know, up there at elite status with J360Productions. This is how I know it's the same old adage, and you know, deep down I gotta say this. I wish they would all just understand that I'm onto them and I know the con game. Just shut up! God! Y'all talk too much. Right now, the only one that needs to be doing the talking is me, because welcome to the J-Man Show here on
J360 Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Hey, how's it going, J360 Legion? What is happening? Yes. Welcome to the J-Man Show for episode 364. Is it 65? Actually, hold on. Let me check this out. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's 365. Wow, a whole year's worth, huh? That's pretty awesome. Anyways. How are you all doing? I hope you're doing well for yourselves and everything. Oh, man, I gotta say, it's been a busy one for me, but I'm gonna let you all know that I'm having such a great time putting all this stuff together and getting Jams 118 under control. I gotta say, you know, it's funny that I actually take the time to even see those messages pop up in my email. You know, from outside of what's going on with Stephen Colbert to what else is going on in Washington, D.C., which isn't pretty in its own way. And then not to mention, like, what's going on surrounding the people that I see every day. And, you know, some of them are doing good, and then others are just, you know, they're trying. But I gotta say this, though. You know, the fact that you're trying is a very wonderful thing. The fact that you're trying is actually a beautiful thing. Because you got a lot of people that won't do it. You know what I'm saying? They really won't do it. And it's just, it's hurting them. It's really hurting them at this point. Wait a minute. Let me see these notes. Oh, wait. This is episode 364. See, I knew it! What did I just tell you guys about the trying, huh? But yeah, indeed. You know, it is episode 364. And, well, we are close to a year's worth of episodes, put it that way, but, you know, that's what I mean by trying. Like, sometimes you don't always make it, but you make it where, to the point that it's feasible, and you're getting where you need to be at. You know? It just goes to show, even though I've been at this stuff for practically 10 to 20 years, you know, I still got a lot of things I'm learning all the time, too, you know, and making different changes here and there, reassessing what worked and what didn't work, and just rebuilding and restarting from zero, which is always a good thing, but you see it with different eyes. And the thing about those different eyes are, you make sure that one way or another, they're not bogged down by, you know, they're not bogged down by dislike of people, you know what I mean? Misanthropy comes in many, many forms, and you do not want to have a case of that. You know, even if there are some people out here that are responsible for a lot of things, even though there's some people out here I do not want to deal with, period. You know, the thing about it is, though, you got to be open to things, and you also got to understand, like, where your loyalties lie. Now, my loyalty to this brand is very important because, you know, building this, getting this together, and a lot of people that enjoyed it from time to time, and those that are coming back, and new people that I'm seeing all the time, even out there, you know, in face-to-face conversation, people are like, hey, I like your show and everything, and I'm like, nice. I did not expect that, you know? And that's still going on, even from when I did the show with S. Anthony Thomas and all, you know, crossover show, which, by the way, for those of you that are wondering if there's going to be crossovers coming in, I'd like to think so. I just got the hotline back. Oh, yes, the J360 hotline is rolling and ready to go. And speaking of which, let me go ahead and run that number to you. That's 290. No, what am I saying? No, that's another number. 240-903-1634. You can leave voicemails about how things are going. You can go ahead and talk about things that I spoke about on the show. Or, you know, when I'm doing the J-Man Show live and I announce that there is interaction involved, you guys can actually call and I can actually plug you in so that you can say a few things on the show if you want. Happening right now, actually. Yeah, I have the hotline all set and ready to go. So anytime y'all want to engage and all that kind of stuff, you can. And even then, you can engage anytime I'm doing a J360 radio show because I always have the chat open for any of y'all to talk through. Now, for J360 TV, that's actually been taken care of. You guys can actually talk on J360 TV as well. So, new developments, baby. New developments. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, today's episode was interesting because, like, when I see all that kind of stuff, you got to realize something is working. Like, when somebody is giving you commentary about where you should be at, or they send you this stuff talking about they want to help you, or all these other things. Any leads? Any significant growth? Any blah, 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 blah. Like, they need to know your analytics because, hey, they work with you. But the truth is, they're not working with you, and they're bullying their way in. Best thing you can do is say to them, hell no, I'm not telling you anything. Goodbye. Because you don't need consultants at this stage of the game. You just need to do what you need to do. Use your primary research and use secondary research. But most importantly, make sure you combine it with your passion, the reason, your why, to get where you need to be at. And it's the same old argument all the time. Because I was also looking at this. You know, it's about to rear its ugly head nowadays since things are starting to get more and more authoritarian. Censorship. Yeah, like, I was getting the notes about Stephen Colbert, and I'm thinking this. I'm like, the man is funny. He pulls them in every night. People are tuning into him. And CBS, Paramount, go ahead and they hit him with this stuff. You know what I'm saying? But you got to realize, every mainstream network out here is owned by a corporation. And certain corporations can dictate the news any way they see fit. Am I saying that it's right for Stephen Colbert to have gotten fired for a popular show like Late Night? No, he shouldn't have got fired at all. What it is that he's talking about certain things that they feel a little iffy to talk about because they buddy-buddy with so, you know, I hate to mention this idiot, but, you know, what lives in Washington, D.C. right now? Omar Largo, boy himself. And the truth is this, that guy is such a dip. He's over here making another recession, want to make the whole country his seventh, you know, his seventh failure, because, I mean, the man has had six bankruptcies and all this kind of stuff, not to mention a felon, but, oh, all right, you know, all the corruption and all the stuff that's right there in front of us, and he's brazen enough to do it because people are not holding him accountable. Have you ever met, like, somebody off of YouTube, for example, who has done some very horrible, illicit things? And, I mean, a lot of y'all aim at EDP, but you see, considering how, like, the government is acting regarding those Epstein papers and all, the list and all, I mean, EDP would be a godsend. He would be okay. You know what I'm saying? With the way, in this government, he would. Because this is some abnormal stuff. There's no governing here. It's just a whole bunch of BS that you and me, our tax money is being wasted on even more Because this is their bastardized version of what America should be. You know what I'm saying? Now, America has had a shaky history at best, especially when it comes to, you know, race relations and actually standing up for what is truth and what is truth that can be sold. But the idea is that when it comes to the truth about things, these people in power right now are doing a hell of a lot to silence the voice, plug up the trail, hide everything. When at the same time, they're so incompetent, they're telling us it anyway. Isn't it weird? I mean, like, you think about it from time to time now. How did we get from that point to this point? And you're seeing it. And he's going after Obama again. He is so obsessed with that man. Let me tell you something, all right? Some of y'all might not agree with his presidency. Some of y'all might have thought he was a failure, even though that hope and change was supposed to be you. Because the government and the president and all can only do so much. That is, unless you enable them to pretty much be a king out of title. Now, I sit there and I think this, what traitorous thing has the man done? He hasn't done anything traitorous to us. What has happened was, we don't have that charismatic leadership anymore. I mean, God willing, we don't. What you're seeing right here is a bunch of people holding on to old ideals that really will not benefit this country's growth or anybody's growth for that matter. We're going to be stagnant if we allow like nonsense like that to go on. Such as prejudices, biases, and all this other kind of thing. If you did something wrong, if you did something completely reprehensible, you don't need to be leveled up. You need to be stomped down like a Goomba. Yeah, Mario, not, you know, I'm talking Mario, not Godfather, Mario. But the idea is, like, yeah, you don't need this kind of nonsense going on. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot about this stuff that isn't right. And then, of course, you know, the tone deafness of it all. Oh, those are alternative facts. Yeah, the tone deafness of, I want to talk about like how he's bringing together church and state. Like some jackass on YouTube said one time, he's not bringing church and state together. In order to bring church and state together, you got to know how to govern for one thing. And you got to be about the religion that you're bringing in. He knows none of these things. This whole thing was a waste of time. And I blame people like you for it. You know what I'm saying? Those that don't want to be governed, they're all about this until they realize they're the one footing the bill. Because I'm anybody that's up there in the big leagues game and just bought a yacht, flexing those record-making profits at you, but they were not willing to give their employees a livable wage so they can come to work and do what they got to do every day. Yeah, those people right now, they're not going to foot any bill, baby. That's going to be you, me, and any other working stiff out here. And God knows, us small business owners, we got to do what we got to do, man. We got to really hold on. It's going to be a ride. But, you know, I ain't got to tell you that. It's already come to light. See, we're not in the Favo stage. We're in the find out stage now. Because we done already, you know, messed around too much. I'm talking about certain people. You know. But if you are a real American like me and all the other ones that know exactly how this stuff works out and how to really stand for things, you got to understand this. When it comes to censorship and stuff, you know what? I wish you would take that same energy and actually govern. I wish you would take that same energy and actually call out some of your friends for when they do illicit things wrong. Or check yourself when you're about to do something that's really ridiculous. Because, see, the thing about it is, as you're able to say what is on your mind, there's always ramifications out there. There's always that bill that's willing to be paid for. See, with all that BS on soda, I don't work with soda no more. I do J360 Productions, and I focus on the J-Man Show and what I've made. I don't give a damn about that series anymore. But, I will say this, though. When it comes to speaking on your mind, you're going to make what's real, real. Which, by the way, when you were warned for none of this stuff to happen, what did you end up creating? The deep state, you sorry sex up. Anyway, I as much as it's like, you know, irony when I laugh at the other side of the room, I gotta say this, it's really sad. Because we all have messes on top of messes that need to get cleaned up. like the real unity that's around here, it's there, it's in the community. But you want to keep everybody in the community together, you want to keep everything strong and all this stuff. You didn't see what abuse of power is, but you know, at the end of the day, why is it that when certain people feel a certain way, instead of moving on and getting used to being uncomfortable and going ahead and making growth out of that, why do we run back to the people that already abused us and mistreated us for in hopes that they'll change? They're not going to change. They are who they are. You're seeing more of what sort of people are out here. And instead of us walking away and leaving some of these toxic people behind, like some of these right-wing YouTubers and all that kind of stuff, based off of all the hate that's coming out of their mouth and all the insanity and stuff, but some of them know how to cover their tracks pretty well, but they'll be caught someday because they too damn used to it and they don't see the error of their ways. But then there are other people out here, you know, who are not that smart. I mean, they got money and all, but they're not that smart. And they're upset about things being seen in the public way. You understand what I'm saying? Like, if he's so good at his job and really presidential, and the reason why I'm talking about it is because he got the job. He got all that stuff under hostage, lock and key now. But if he is a real leader, whatever I say, you say, or, you know, Colbert says, shouldn't bother him. He got the job. Now all he's got to do is do his job. But he's done nothing more than bullying tactics and running around, you know what I mean, acting like a loan shark to people. You know, there's no real governing going on here. And it makes you wonder exactly, like, you know, at the end of the day, if you feel that way, you should leave. Because they're going to criticize you no matter what you do. If there's one thing about people, everybody has something to say. And it could be relevant to what your problem is. Chances are it could be irrelevant to anything else that's going on in your life. It could be just somebody saying stuff. It could be somebody laughing and pointing at you. Or at the same time, it could be somebody just laughing in the streets. But you feel a certain way because your insecurities are on display. Everybody's insecurities are on display these days. More and more of that stuff is out here now. And I guess it just came to light that you actually know that. You know what I'm saying? But with everything on display out here, don't you think you would just do something about your insecurities, though? Or, first thing, accept them, then go do something about them? Like, for certain people that are overweight and stuff like that, I've noticed this. There's a lot of plus-size models that I've seen that got popular for being plus-size models. They don't finally use Ozempic and all those other ways to get in shape and stuff, which is, strangely enough, not available to layman's without testing or all. But they managed to get in shape and all that stuff and dropped everything else, and now the narrative is gone. But did they lose most of their fans for that? No, because their fans made excuse for them. A lot of their fans said, well, you know, they wanted to feel good in their body and they made changes and I like them for who they are. Yeah, but that wasn't the selling point of how you got involved with them, was it? And you see, I might make another episode where I talk about people can change, people can grow, and all that kind of stuff. But you see, the market appeal of all that stuff is done. And you've seen it. A lot of these people, they weren't always loving their curves and satisfied with that stuff. They went to go ahead and change it because it became a hindrance for them. You know, and it could be health reasons. It could be a lot of things. But at the end of the day, you start seeing where the pitch and the sales figure is not exactly 100% truth anymore. Interesting, huh? But you see that in a lot of things nowadays. Like, you know, you probably say like this, like, you see, let's see, what else can I say? Like, the whole thing about why everybody's mad about the Superman movie right now because a certain tidbit of the lore has been changed. And it's not really a certain tidbit because I know some of y'all haven't seen it yet. And I'm not going to be like every damn blogger out here and spoil the whole thing because, you know, what are spoilers anymore, right? Well, it goes like this. You know, why Superman was sent to Earth. A lot of y'all know that stuff and I don't have to go into too much detail, but James Gunn came and changed that a little bit and people were really, really pissy about it. Even though the movie was great, it didn't stop the movie at all. You understand what I'm saying? Like, the movie was excellent. But everybody gets so hung up about It's just like what happened to Pa Kent and Man of Steel. It's like, it's the same argument over and over again. And it's like, you know what? I want this movie to sell because I want to see more Superman movies. I don't give a damn at this point. You know what I'm saying? They make changes to certain characters all the time. And whether you like them or not is entirely up to you. But, you know, at the end of the day, some of us are still sold in on Batman the Animated Series. We're never going to give another new Batman animated show a chance. Even if they had the same writers or any of that stuff. Because we're so... we put things on a pedestal. And we're so anti-against change and all that kind of stuff. Which is funny because that goes hand in hand with censorship too. Because, you know, same thing like all this stuff that's going on with Late Night and all. And now that everybody's saying that Late Night has an existential crisis. Late Night broadcasting and Late Night commentary does not have an existential crisis. Not everything is a crisis. What it is that, hey, somebody talked about my best friend and I'm going to go defend him because apparently there's a reputation at stake. And instead of just being like, hey, you know what, don't report that no more, I'm going to go ahead and make a statement about it. It's the same old BS that you've seen in high school. All this stuff is high school. You know? But Stephen Colbert has star power. He will land somewhere else and he will make a mint. Or guess what? This might not even be a dent in his wallet. You know, matter of fact, I'm sure of it. Him and Jon Stewart are going to do just fine. But you're looking at some of them other people out there that are trying to make their money, trying to get their careers, trying to do all the things that they love to do, and seeing like what's going to happen to them when they say something about Trump or all that kind of stuff. Or any of these people that are running around here just trying to act like they own things and they don't.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know what I mean? Like, remember when I talked about a long time ago, well, for some of you that didn't, because that wasn't on this show, but I did do like a backstage talk where I was talking about like how pretty much we the people are the product and they're doing whatever they can to siphon any little bit of money off of us and they're using our insecurities to do so. That's where we are now. Like, I always say, you know, watch what you say, but I also speak my mind all the time because I'm fully responsible of what I say. You know? But then there are a lot of you out there who speak your mind. And, you know, that bill comes through and you're not ready for it. If you're not ready for somebody to come and take you on your, you know, try to make you eat your words and all that kind of stuff, this is not the business for you. You know what I'm saying? Go back to other kind of podcasting where you're talking about this and that and all that other kind of stuff. But then again, you know, true crime podcasters are getting on my damn nerves too, because sometimes they go a little too far with it. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes they act like judge, jury, and executioner, which they are not. And you know what? When they get stuff wrong, too, what usually happens to them? Well, you know, the case facts should have been presented better so that I could go ahead and commentate and say, well, it's not entirely my fault. Just say you were sorry that you got it wrong. Put the fries in the bag. What the hell are you talking about at that point? You got it wrong, which you are wont to do because you're not an investigator. You know, you're some person that sits in some basement, some attic, some linen closet somewhere with a Yeti mic and saying all of this stuff out here to make it seem like you know what the hell you're talking about. And if you do know what you're talking about, that's on you. But here's the thing. When somebody comes a knocking or tells you that you got your answers wrong and stuff like that, you should be mature enough to handle it, whomever you may be. Or like when somebody gives you commentary about something where you went too far, but you did a whole lot of illicit things. And now you can go ahead and say, well, I changed it as a person, though. It's like, you know what? Let's cut all that bullshit. You still that same individual. You just didn't get caught this week. You know? But you're seeing lots and lots of people got all this stardom and all this fame and all this attention and, you know, idolization and worship. And they don't deserve it. Especially with some of the stuff that they've done. You know? But of course, once again, there are people out there that will, you know, toe the line and they will fight tooth and nail and die on that hill for these people when these people would not give a damn about them. And I'm talking about the rich and the powerful right now. They don't give a damn about you. Now, maybe your money, but they don't give a damn about you. It is the most original parasocial relationship ever. And now you're seeing everything come back in the form and all because, you know, again, people are afraid to speak their mind or they're afraid to make choices for themselves. Or they're afraid of, hey, I need to know. I'm afraid to miss out. I just can't have that. You might have to let that go. You know what I'm saying? That's why, once again, starting from zero is not a bad thing. I don't have to give a damn about none of that stuff. I don't chase nobody. I'm doing my own thing. I'm rebuilding. I'm getting where I need to be. The following's looking good. And there are people out there that actually enjoy the content. You see what I'm saying? No, I'm not going to participate in anybody's little Ponzi scheme to crack the YouTube code or the algorithm code and help me grow in views. Because here's the thing. I grow in views every time I do a new episode. I grow in views every time I rework the plan that didn't work. You know? The truth is, though, and I want everybody else to remember this. If you can't solve your own problems, what in the hell make you think that Trump and all of his buddies and all these other damn people out here or anyone else is going to? You really got to look at yourself. You really got to understand exactly how you come across. And you got to solve your problems. All right? And I'm letting you all know that. That's another thing outside of censorship. You know, they'll try to censor you about anything. Your best buds will try to censor you about things. Your family members will try to censor you about things. And if they do try to censor you and they do try to pull you away from the problem that needs to be taken care of, well, it's not even censorship anymore. It's a distraction. If you know you got something to handle and if you know that you have something to say, then go ahead and say it. And understand this, when people leave, don't chase them. It's just like if I, you know, actually, yeah, this is true. I had a disagreement with my parents one time, you know, and there was a moment where it seemed like they would never be in my life again because of what I said, even though it was the truth. And the truth is that I was willing to pay that bill. I'm not scared of that, you know, because there's me withholding the truth, which could hurt a lot of people. And then there's me telling the truth, which, you know, certain people got hurt. But at the same time, you grow and you learn from that hurt. And the truth is that it wasn't even about my parents. It was about the way I went about talking about all the crazy stuff going on in this world. Next to, like, job markets, next to what's going on with public lands or things that belong to the public, such as public media, by the way. It's been defunded, but here's the thing. If we work as a community, we can keep public media alive and running for a very long time. That is a very important thing. Because, see, the thing about it is, those are things for us, not them. They don't want us to have anything. Matter of fact, they want everything privatized. See, the idea of, like, you know, student loans and all that. Student loans were given, well, you know, they were available from the government for anybody who wants to continue on their education, you know, as a way to help them. Now, granted, when you go for a student loan, you will have to pay it back. But you had a certain amount of time, like 10 years at most, to pay on that. To go ahead and knock it out. Oh, boy, my words are flubbing together. But you had that amount of time. And the idea is that those public loans, you could get some that are subsidized and unsubsidized. Hell, you get the Perkins loan. There was another loan, too, that I can't think of right off, but it really works for teachers. Maybe that's the Perkins one. But the idea is, though, you had options. And when you have those options, right, next to your Pell Grants and all, that was for the government. The government makes enough money, you know, from our taxes and everything to go ahead and make that as a way to give back to people. And a Pell Grant was beautiful. I mean, I managed to use a Pell Grant when I was in undergrads. And it was glorious. It really paid my education and it really opened doors for me, you know? I enjoyed that. And then all of a sudden, you know, you get to graduate level and they figure, hey, you got the job now, you can pay for it and stuff. So, but yeah, same thing. It's like this. You had options. When you had to subsidize and unsubsidize. Unsubsidized is when you had to cover the interest and all. But a subsidized was when, you know, the federal government would cover that. And you had breathing room. See what I'm saying? But now that all that stuff is starting to get phased out or cut through or whatever the hell they're trying to do, I see more commercials for private lenders showing up. Like, what was the one? It was called, even though SoFi will work with you, but, it's called SoFi. SoFi will work with you, but there's another one out there. I think it's called Everest or something, or... Wow, that's the same name as that damn college back in the day. I remember they had those commercials talking about, you need to make something out of your life, man. Why are you sitting there watching Maury Povich when you could be out here making a difference? Yeah. At your non-accredited school, right? Forget it. I'm going to make fun of that forever, so don't be don't be looking at me like, what do you mean, Jay? But it's like this, though. You had options then, but I'm seeing more private lender commercials showing up. I'm seeing more privatized things. And see, that private lender could be a bank or it could be somebody, major shareholder at a bank, all that kind of stuff. You are bound by however that loan has a life to it. And they want you to pay on that. You got to be careful. You can't just take loans out all the time and not expect to pay them. You know what I mean? Gifts one thing, loans is another. But that's source for another episode. But I brought that up because think about all the stuff that's being sacrificed. You know what I mean? Just to own the libs or just to silence people or just like how far people will go to make people not follow through with what they're supposed to do. Now, you see, the thing about it is, like, I disagree with my parents on a lot of things, just like I disagree with my bosses at my day job on a lot of things, or like I disagree with people who work with me from time to time, or I disagree with other creators. That's just a part of life. Nature of the beast, human nature, all that. But you see, the thing about it is, though, your opposition might not be as good at arguing like you are. See, I always have a good argument presented for why I do what I do and everything, you know? Some people do the one-and-done thing. Some people, instead of just actually voting in a poll, will send me some BS messages talking about why they voted and all this other stupid stuff. And it's just like, you know, all this stuff is unnecessary. If you stay attentive to what's going on, and if you actually speak on that level, then you got nothing to worry about. But, you know, some of y'all like to bring in your life story, you like to bring in your past issues, you like to bring in every other thing that's going on into the argument as a way of relevance and gaining ground, and I can see that, and I'm like, you know what, get that nonsense out of here, I'm not here for it. Like, when me and my parents said that one time, you can't argue with me about what's going on my production company. You can disagree with it and never tune in. But you can't argue with me about that. That's my stuff, my responsibility, nothing to do with you. And that's the end of the argument right there. You know, but some people will try to go the extra mile. Some people will try to do what they can to censor you. Some people will try to fire you off. But here's the thing. When you look at Colbert and all this stuff going on with CBS and Paramount, were we not doing the same thing like that to other people who said something that people didn't agree with? Were we not doing all that stuff at one time? Now that stuff's starting to come back in the big leagues. It's really something, isn't it? But of course, remember, you have the right to speak your mind. but you also have the right to be aware of what the hell comes after it. Because you could be losing your job, you could be losing a lot of things. You could be doing, you know, you could be just minding your own damn business and somebody blame you for it and stuff. It's really, really messed up out here nowadays. But I don't want you guys to be all full of anxiety and all that kind of stuff and all bent out of shape about me as I'm saying this kind of stuff. I'm just letting you know how this stuff goes down. But you know, adversarial energy comes into play a lot. And most of the time it comes from people that you know. Sure, you might get the noun against stranger that you don't know and all this other kind of stuff. But, you know what? At the end of the day, you know who you are, right? You're aware of who you are. You're aware of your circumstances. Don't be afraid to pause for a little bit and say, there's a strategy behind all this kind of stuff and I know how to handle it. And you don't have to engage in every single argument out here. Like when you see, like when I see people send me like emails about like how to help J360 Productions growth and all, block. I don't care. I'm working on that. I don't give a damn about what's easy. I'm going to go make this worth it. Easy is for like people who, you know, they're there for a short time, not a long time. Because the easy way out is not always the best destination. The path of least resistance usually is. But you know, at the end of the day, that's, it never said anything about that being easy. A lot of problems happen with good intentions and the easy way. And I always usually say, intentions be damned. I mean, like, you know, we could talk about the dangers of good intentions on another episode. But the idea is, though, it's like, when you just don't really know exactly, like, what's going on until you get to the bottom of everything. Now you see, like, why somebody says this, why somebody says that. And even though, at the same time, you wish the whole world would shut up, it's not going to. If New York City is never going to shut up, you know, LA is never going to shut up, and you know, like, Sydney, any of these major metropolitan places are never going to shut up, because there's always somebody out there talking. And there's always somebody out there saying something. And with the internet and the way it is, there's always going to be somebody out there saying anything. You can't control it. But you see, the problem is, though, these people out here, they really want control, and they do what they can to exercise that, too. But they're not going to silence you entirely, because there's always somebody else out there like you. They're not going to silence you entirely, because there's somebody else out there that believes in you and will keep doing the same thing for your benefit. And another thing is, they're not going to silence you because you can't be silenced. Can you? I mean, you can redirect your goal like I did and get your viewpoints out there and speak your mind and say what needs to be said. But there's always a way to do these things. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I know it seems like a lot to take in and all that kind of stuff. But the strategy is that I'm not going to stop. No matter how the chips seem to be against me, I'm not going to stop at all. If you look at this like a poker game, you know, you have to play with the cards you've been dealt now and again. But you see, the problem is, you know, they don't tell you that you can still win even though if you have a crazy crap hand or not. How good can you bluff? How good can you make stuff happen? And how strong is your will about this stuff? You know? And you got to get away from distractions. You got to get away from all the charlatans too, because when I say this, right, remember when I made the episode, Everything is a Grift? That still applies. Matter of fact, it's getting worse. I managed to get a few robocalls not too long ago. I can't wait till that stuff runs through the J360 radio. Because, see, the thing about it is they get over there, I get to keep the hotline longer. It works, baby. It just works. Ah, refreshment. But I got to let you all know, like, these days you really do have to be tactful. You got to be proactive. You got to be tactful. You got to pay attention to what's going on. And another thing is, if you really wanted something so much, like how I want this brand and everything, you fight for it. And don't let nobody put you in a position where it's like, if you really want this to work, you gotta work with me. No. Nope. Matter of fact, I'm gonna keep on shopping. And now that you even said what you said, this is going out to everybody. Actually, be careful with that too, because you know why? Recording people without them being known about it is illegal in some states, you know? You can get away with it in Delaware, but if you're in, like, Maryland or, let's just say, like, 48 of the other states out there, yeah, it ain't gonna look good, buddy. But, you know, it's wild, though. But I want you all to know these kind of things, and I want to keep on doing this series so that I can go ahead and keep you guys safe at best. But I'm telling you this, though. Why is everybody, like, playing it small and all that kind of stuff right now? Because uncertainty, right? But you want to make this uncertainty work out in your favor by being aware and tactful. And understand that when censorship comes into play, which, by the way, seems to be rearing its ugly head, you can stomp it down, you can do something about it. And you really shouldn't be afraid of anybody anymore, because everybody has something to say, especially you. Alright? I think that's what I got for right now. I just wanted to go ahead and let you all know that kind of stuff, and teach you the best ways here. Now, speaking of ads and all, there is an ad in the middle of this episode, but as for those that have paid for Ko-fi.com/J360Productions and the J360 Legion membership, I gotta say, they won't have to worry about that issue. And that's only $5 a month, and it's on the Ko-fi page. And by the way, for those of you that are unable to subscribe to a membership, you can do a one-off donation from like $5, $10, $15. Entirely up to you. I think some people have even used $20, but I'm not asking for, you know, how you go about doing it. I'm just giving you guys options. Speaking of which, I think there is options where you can actually donate through Red Circle too. So, you know, ball's in your court on how you want to help J360 Productions grow. But you're also helping right now by listening to the episodes, sharing the episodes when you can, downloading them, and hey, we won't let you down. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of which, is there another episode this week? I think there might be another J-Man episode. Might be. I really don't. Actually, no, I can't. I got other things to do. Hey, the upgrade saga won't take care of itself. But I want you guys to take care of yourselves until we meet up again. J360 Jams Under 18 is happening next Friday. So submissions are open. Get your two tracks together and get a link. It could be a Spotify, it could be a SoundCloud, could be a YouTube. Whichever link best sells your music, along with two tracks that, you know, that you created, and email them to j360jams@gmail.com. That way I can work with you. Alright? Well, other than that, though, I gotta get on out of here. But, yeah, don't let nobody control and mess with your speech. You are that important, and you need to get your word out there. But as long as you're not hurting anybody. Anyway, take care of yourselves. This is J-Man signing off. Peace.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.